God saw the light, and the light was good. Light is good. Did you know that darkness cannot overcome light? But on the other hand, light can overcome darkness. I'm going to put a little prop up here. Can we see that? Try this. Go into a room like a closet or a bathroom. Can I still see? Yeah. Without windows. Take a small flashlight. That's my small flashlight. Or a candle. My fake candle. And as the saying goes, don't try this at home alone. Enter the room with the light turned on and the candle or the flashlight lit. This doesn't seem to prove much at this point because there is light all around. You could now add more light, like another flashlight or a lamp, and the light would just get brighter. And go ahead and turn the lights back on. Right? Now turn off the light at the switch. You don't need to do that. Voila! It is dark. Not so much, though, is it? You cannot make it dark enough in that room to overcome the light of the candle or the flashlight. No matter how hard you try, you cannot get rid of that light. So try this. Same room. The light is off. Enter the room. Close the door. It's total darkness. And turn on the flashlight or light the candle. And just like magic, I'm using the word here a little lightly though, the darkness is gone. No matter where you go in the room, you can see the light. Very dimly though. Now leave the light on in the adjoining room. Say if this is like off of a bedroom or something, and close the closet door. Turn its light off. Look at the bottom of the door or around the edges. And guess what? There's light. Maybe totally dark in that closet or in the bathroom, wherever you might be, because it has no windows. It's totally dark in there. But that little bit of light permeates the darkness. Now go out of the room, close the door, and look at the bottom and around the edges where the dark should be, and notice you'll still have the light in the room you're at. But the darkness that's in the other room cannot overtake that light. Open the door. It's still dark in that room. But it can't come out and overtake that light. You cannot make it dark enough in the other room to take away any of that light. Now tell me, this all just happened and evolved. Not so, because you know why? God created it all. Notice in Genesis 1:1 through 5, I have it in my notes, so if you want to turn there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was, or became, better translation, without form and void, and the darkness came upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, just like a beacon or a lighthouse is placed to guide us in a dark night or a storm, that little light in the dark room is a reference point to guide us, just as the moon and the stars give us guidance on a dark night to show what direction we need to take. Just like sailors use the stars and the moon for direction before they had the modern technologies like radar and the GPS. I think if we turned our sailors loose today, they'd be sort of lost out there, you know. We have too much technology. But this world is full of darkness all around, that it cannot overtake the light of the Word of God. You may want to jot these verses down and read them later. Psalms 27, verse 1. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Now, Psalms 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a guide to my path." Brethren, we are to be a light to those all around us. Though this may be difficult, very difficult, and almost impossible at times, it is our duty, in order to prepare to preach the gospel and prepare a people, to set the right example and to have that understanding attitude, remembering we may be the only light they have in this ever-darkening world. Possibly the only connection to the truth of God that they know by our setting the right godly example and have a truly loving attitude. This is what we call letting our light shine among men. Our example set before others says much more than mere words. We can talk until we're blue in the face and may not face them a bit, but our actions and our attitudes is what really counts. Here is what Jesus Christ said just after explaining the Beatitudes. Matthew 5:13, if you want to turn there. So, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be salted? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under by men. But remember what he says in the next verse, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. How many of you live out in the country? Okay. And on a dark night, if you look out there, you can see the lights of a city glowing in the distance. I remember as a child, there's a city about 20 miles north of where I live, and we could see those lights glowing at night. Now, this is pretty cool when you're a kid, you know. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket or in a closet, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light, or example, so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Sure, there are going to be difficult and trying times ahead for us, for God's people. Let's go back to verse 11 and 12. It said, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." But remember, it's not just about us. We're here in training, you know. We're here to training to help the rest of the world when Jesus Christ returns. Mark 4:21, I'm just going to read this. "He also said to them, is a light brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has an ear to hear, ears to hear, let him hear. When anyone asks, we should speak the truth of love." Somebody asks you a question, well, what do you believe or how do you believe? We should be confident in those. So we're to be confident in our words as a shining light to others, as told in 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2. Verse 14, "Remind them," or us, "of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. In other words, we're not to mince words, making excuses and such, but speak in truth and righteousness. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our lives are on a lampstand, in a fishbowl, so to speak, for all to see. As the light shines through the fishbowl, everything is exposed for us to see. We should be that light. Luke 11:33 tells us, I'll turn there. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Brethren, if we are then living our lives by the word of our great Creator God, our light cannot be extinguished. Just as when the closet door is closed, the light, like our righteousness, godly example, will always shine through. Romans 2:19 says, "Are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, the darkness of this world." Remember, our purpose here is not just for our own salvation. As Romans 8:22 says, "We know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs like a woman in labor until now." So let's be that light. That light shining through the darkness of this end-time age of man. Yes, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, because in God's plan for mankind, we know how the story ends. So let's continually pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."